DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Are you going to get COVID at this homeschool? Oh, wait, no, it's not a private, or it's not a public school.
So it's home. You'll be fine. Although your house may burn down if you're in Oregon.
Or your roof may fly off if you're in Florida.
Yes.
Which part?
The bottom part.
The bottom part of the roof?
Yeah. It just gets sucked right out. The shingles are still there.
Real bizarre. I don't know how that happened. It's
but like so the water barrier.
Roofs are weird, man.
Who knew, like 5 minutes deep, we'd be getting into such deep topics as roofs, man. Like,
roofs, man.
Sand.
Well, I feel like this
we might have just named the episode already. Jesus.
You know, roof backwards is four, and that's the number of sides it's got.
Actually, it's four.
Four. What did I say? One, two, three, four.
I remember a Gallagher sketch. It's or a Gallagher joke. The only one I really remember other than smashing watermelons. And he was talking about you have good and food, and they're spelled the same way, just with the different. But why isn't it not good food or good food? And I'm like, huh, I remember being a kid, and that like blew my mind. It's like, why is it not?
Well, Gallagher had a bunch of those like little mind twisters. He's like, you drive on a you park in a driveway, you drive in a parkway, you have a pair of panties and just one bra. It's like, fucking who let the hippie with the hammer and the hatred of fruits and vegetables come in here?
I was real nervous for a minute there. When you're like had a hatred of, I was like, oh God, I can't handle it.
No, Danny's not here, so there won't be any racism.
You know, tonight, we got to stab away, guys.
Tonight, due to illness, hatred will be provided by.
I was like, no, 2020, don't take away Gallagher.
No, he's still pure in our hearts.
Good.
Oh, well, sad. Lady Tyrell died. Mm-hmm. Are you guys familiar with Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah,
she passed away yesterday. She was 82. Mm-hmm. So yes. Jim has no clue.
Not even a vague, like, all right.
But hey, Betty White's still okay.
Yes.
Damn straight. She is the fucking, the immortal one. She has taken the heads of the other golden girls. And with that,
her mounted power. Them on her wall.
I don't remember who I was talking to. It might have been you guys, but we were talking about who the four horsemen of the apocalypse are. And two of the ones we predicted are already dead, but Betty White's one of them. It was Hugh Hefner, Stan Lee, and I can't remember who the fourth, like, super old famous person is the other.
Keith Richards.
Was it? I don't remember.
It's got to be Keith Richards.
I think I have it written down somewhere, actually. But those were the four horsemen of the apocalypse when they were all still alive.
Keith strikes me more as the boatman across the River Styx, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go with that. I would see that.
Instead of like a paddle, he's just got a guitar and like noodles the whole time.
It's just a Telecaster with a really long neck.
Yeah, exactly.
So how'd you die? What? Bullets. That's horrible. I don't even know what kind of accent that was.
That worked. You said bollocks. Yeah. That's a British word.
It started. It started as Keith Richards and then went somewhere else.
Elsewhere.
I suppose we should probably officially start. Welcome to Not Another Podcast. Danny is not here. Bryce is not here. But we have David from All Things Z with us.
Hi guys.
And if I don't edit it out, we had a very long conversation about roofs.
It's on fire.
I'd say we covered that topic.
Even more. That's the second, like, just Chuck Norris just walking in the fucking, just Steve Seagal, just to Steve Siegel, cool as ice.
Thank you. Steven Seagal.
David,
is always
that's your
someone.
First warning. I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah, Steven Seagal is always someone I want to be compared with. I'll take that.
But early, not current.
No, current. That's the one I want.
Just open
Steven
with
Seagal
crazy.
Doesn't even want current Steven Seagal.
Yeah, no one does.
You know, he's training officers. Like, he's training police officers somewhere. Like, I've seen video of him, like, okay.
There's a whole TV show around it.
Oh, Jesus. It's horrid. Yeah. It's horrid.
It's a reality show.
That's his job now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, well, in between playing with his blues band, which I believe he's still touring with. Not even kidding.
I didn't know that.
Jim is more qualified to train policemen than Steven Seagal.
It's true. You know, a lot of you guys are... You're joining the force because you think you're going to see a lot of shit. Something you don't realize is a lot of guys lose it the first year because they don't understand how many hot dogs you're going to be choking down. How many sulfites will be coursing through your veins. How inactive your body's going to be. Train you for that. Drop all that fucking gear and pick up your Xbox Live controller.
Sir, if we're called to a domestic
dispute. Somebody else's problem. There is a button on your radio that just says next caller. Next caller.
Yeah, according to the president,
next
it's,
caller.
911, what's your emergency?
For those of us in the Portland area, we have seen that firsthand.
Yeah.
Long-time person, first-time caller.
That would be horrible. 911, what's your emergency? I'm having a heart attack. Next caller. 911, what's your...
Downer.
911, you're live on the air.
Give me something good. Come on, give me something good. Motherfucker, this is not chat roulette.
911, long-time listener, first-time caller.
There was a woman that used to work for emergency services, and she was known for just dropping calls to people she just didn't want to deal with. Just like, if it's important, they'll call back. Not feeling it, not vibing with the caller, just like, boom, come on. Like speed dating.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta keep that stress, that work stress down, you know?
Ma'am, if you don't stop screaming, right. I'm not gonna send help.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Consider this a life lesson.
Exactly.
Maybe the reason you're yelling is the reason we're in this situation. So why don't you take a minute?
Screaming at me is not going to resuscitate your child.
Yeah. So. Is emergency services on the way? I don't know. Is someone going to listen? Is someone going to cooperate? Then maybe emergency services on the way. I can't guarantee until I can get you back at a 4. You're at a 9 right now. I do not need a 9.
Or like you get a super suspicious, 911 operator. It's like, 911, I can neither confirm nor deny that help is on the way.
There's alleged help coming your way. You can choose to trust it if you want to be a sheep. And continue.
If you want to follow the liberal media and all their fake news, then yes, emergency services are on their way.
A corporate vehicle will arrive at your location with...
Throw a black bag over your head.
Yeah.
Again, this is not the Portland protests. So that's
everybody is Portland 911.
That is... Oh, fair enough.
2020's official slogan, everything's a protest.
Right?
It's like the end of PCU. There's just people with like these little placards that just pop open. Like, what's... What are we complaining about? All right, just scroll that up here.
I think we just wrote an episode of Reno 911.
There you go.
All you need is a time machine.
Oh, that show is so great.
No, the show's back on.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's new episodes.
I did not know that.
It's not awesome. Like, it's on that TV platform, or that phone platform, isn't it?
It's on that TV platform.
No, I didn't mean TV. I meant phone. It's like the
it's on
like
one of the streaming...
Yeah, but it's one that's only for phones.
Is it?
Is that Quibi?
Yes, Quibi.
Yeah.
That's the one. You know.
I don't care. It's a new episode, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to sign up for Quibi, which is apparently a huge failure.
Because I'm sure that's what the writers are doing. What are the podcasts saying that we can use to make?
Let me dip my ladle in this big bucket of gold real quick. Let me just pull out.
There's
all
no
these
roof on it, so we're free exactly. to take.
You just,
hey, they haven't taken the sandwich detective yet, so I think we're okay.
We're all right.
Fuck you, they're probably in post-production at this point.
We really got to write that, you guys.
That and Menstrata and every other concept we've come up with.
People actually want those comics, too.
The Menstrata comics, really?
Yeah, they've said it on our Facebook.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did a thing that said...
I never see any of this stuff.
I did like a poll that said like which project you want us to work on first, and Menstrata won.
Oh, yeah, because it was Danny just voting.
No, it wasn't just Danny. It was like a whole three people, but that one won. Shut up.
It was Danny, Drew, and Jim.
You know what? We are growing an engagement. Shush.
Benefit of the doubt, I could see three, at least bare minimum three sex offenders listening to us.
Hey, we had this one guy, this new guy, which I can't remember your name, but hi, buddy, who was like, you guys are fucking hilarious. And I was like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, I think it was another buddy of Danny's.
You know what?
Danny,
whatever.
Danny is bringing us the audience. So, and yet he's not here to engage the audience he's bringing.
Damn nothing it, will Danny. Destroy your,
nothing will destroy your self-confidence like looking at your Patreon numbers. you go in there and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Oh, dude, yeah, we have three. And Samantha's one of them.
No one is supposed to know that.
Hey, Samantha's, you know what?
Sister.
Yes.
She believes in and herself. Men that's important. This.
Yeah, but only like a us. Dollar belief.
So?
Yes. Hey, you know what?
Dollar.
Drew, our
zero.
Our supposed president of the fan club only believes in us a dollar.
Wow.
Yet, Samantha's buddy on her podcast believes in us $5.
And he told us we didn't actually have to give him the blocks.
Oh, good, because I...
He was like, I don't count. And I was like, but you do, though, because you're giving us money for content.
That's the other bad
Samantha,
part.
All you got to do is do the How's Your Vagina vlog and send it to him monthly.
Yeah. No, that's the other bad part. You make all these great tiers, and you're like, oh, we're going to do this. And then somebody hits that tier, and you're like, Shit,
I gotta do this.
I owe someone an All Things Z calendar, and I have not made it yet.
You'll get there. As long as they keep giving you the money, it'll
Canva, man, that you can make it quick.
Right? I know. That's it's just well, we promised an All Things Z pinup style calendar.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So we're slowly getting the pictures.
Look, I just want the pictures of Dante and Snark in pinup style.
That's hilarious. I love it.
That would be difficult to masturbate to. Not impossible.
But improbable?
Well, some of them are more, you know, more covered than others. Like Dante is just raw foam under his shirt. But, you know, Cleo fully.
Say it slowly.
Raw foam. Yeah. But Cleo fully...
You almost finished, Jim?
Fully covered. That's upsetting. Yeah. But no, I'm remember right there.
I think we might have just changed the title to Raw Foam.
I was going to make a really gross joke.
Oh, please.
I was going to say, let's see how much this foam can absorb.
A surprising amount, actually. You would be... shocked over and over again. Tear so factor's
thank you,
rough.
Thank you for retitling the show.
See, to me, raw foam sounds like a Steven Seagal vehicle where he's the only human in a world where everything else is Muppets.
Oh.
But he still has to deal with like a drug kingpin because there's always a drug kingpin.
Yeah.
That's and hilarious.
It, you know, his niece or someone that got hooked on, you know,
silly string
powder. Yeah, silly string. Perfect. Yeah.
Well, there's, you know, so you guys don't probably travel in the same circles I do, but there's this thing on Facebook recently, which is take the cast of a movie and replace the entire cast except for one person with the cast of the Muppets.
So, this sounds like fun.
Yeah, so you could give do that movie. With Steven Seagal. Give me a movie. Schindler's List.
Who's human?
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep Liam Neeson. Yeah.
But or the little girl in the red.
Liam Neeson's character, but played by Steven Seagal. Boom.
Inception. Adding another and Muppet everyone Muppet. Else Muppets.
Yeah. I don't know why Schindler's List is where I went to. That feels weird now. I feel like I've made your podcast awkward. I'm sorry.
Well, it definitely changes the tone of that movie.
It does.
Well, here's one that's not as bad as awkward.
Sophie's Choice, something else.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Well, that would be good. Who would you keep, though? He's got to be more screw. Than Freeman.
No, you keep the screw human.
Okay.
I'd like to say that the sisters left.
No. Fozzie.
Oh, jeez.
I can't do Fozzie. But
no, Gonzo.
Gonzo is the sister. Gonzo is the sister.
Gonzo is Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
And Kermit is Tim Robbins. The lead sister is Statler. No, the Swedish Chef.
I guess Animal would be the warden. Lead. No, not the warden. The main like the Kurgan character.
No, that's the only one who stays human.
That's the screw. Oh.
But played by Steven Seagal.
Another depressing prison movie. The Green Mile.
I feel Mr. like Tom Jingles. Hanks. I feel like Tom Hanks has to stay human.
That's what I was thinking.
No.
Mr. Jingles.
No. Tom Hanks is played by Kermit.
I don't know. What were you going to say, Samantha?
I was thinking Tom Hanks or who's the main guy?
Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah.
But today, Michael Clark Duncan.
So
is it too soon?
I was like, so his skeleton?
I mean, I'd pay to see it.
It well, is a Muppet movie, a Muppet. So they could get it, you know. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh. Leatherface. Is that the one with Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, Next Generation? Like, one of my all-time favorites?
Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he needs a remote control to power his, like, weird arm brace or whatever.
Yeah. Those two actually, like, tried to sue the producers of that movie so it couldn't be released.
Really?
Yeah, because it was released after they had both like blown up.
Yeah. Like it sat
on the shelf for years.
Two. Yeah, and then those two got famous and they're like, we're back in business.
it is one of the most horrible, wonderful movies.
It's so great.
It was a reimagining. I mean, they took that film in a different direction. I feel woefully underappreciated. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation.
That's the one that I remembered the most until I, because I think that's the one I saw first, actually, as a kid, and then sort of had to backtrack because I didn't know there were multiple movies. So I think it was just sort of whatever we could rent or find at the time. And I think that was the first one I saw. And I just remember Matthew McConaughey being all like, rah! And cutting himself and stuff. So
I
had a healthy childhood.
I may be a minority in this one because I know we've talked about this and generally we don't like remakes or reboots, but I will argue that the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the one with Jessica Biel, is proof that a reboot can be done right.
I liked that one. I recently watched it, actually.
Is who? Paris Hilton in that one?
No, she was in Wax House.
Oh, the Wax. Okay.
Yeah. Wax Works?
Yeah.
She was in the remake of the Wax House.
Okay.
Yeah, she got melted. It was awesome.
I think if Vincent Price knew that
wasn't film she in the remake of The Fog as well?
I don't know about The Fog. But I know that she was in,
Oh, fudge. Super Fudge?
Oh, Fudge. No.
Is there a Beverly Cleary series I wasn't aware of?
The movie where the guy goes out
Chainsaw and Super Fudge.
Like people default on their payments for their bodily upgrades.
Oh, Repo.
Oh, Repo. Yeah.
Opera. Yeah. She was in Repo.
Shut her face came out. Really? Huh? Great. What? While she's singing a song.
She was one of the girlfriends. Yeah. Like she was the girlfriend of like the kid son or something.
The only way I would have accepted that is if she was in that movie the same way that John Bon Jovi was in Young Guns 2.
I mean, she House wasn't of Wax.
For 2 seconds before, like, a tomahawk just, like,
House of
takes
Wax,
off the, two-thirds of her head.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, she's got 53 credits to her name.
That's depressing, isn't
They're
it?
All music videos.
They're mostly shorts and like, reality
Carl's
shows.
Jr. commercials.
That's hot.
I thought that was Jessica Simpson that was in the Carl's Jr. commercial. Around the times of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, she did one.
Oh, yeah.
She was washing the car in the Daisy Dukes.
I just rewatched this the other day, but she was in an episode of Veronica Mars.
Those commercials where they would have like a super sexy model, like, I don't know, like
eating the hamburger.
Out with, yeah, not eating it. Like, you can pretend like they were, yeah. Like my dick would just shrug. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. What am I supposed
am
to
I
do?
Am I hungry
with
this? Or horny? What do I do?
Pick a
my stomach was always like, let me take over. I've got this. Get in the car. We're getting a burger.
I'm hungry.
You just masturbate with the burger and then eat it after.
Hot. Fresh off the grill. Hot.
Fresh off the grill is what you say when you're climaxing.
Would you like special sauce? No, I'll make my own.
Extra salty. After eating those fries.
That's how I like it.
But David's like, I'm not laughing at any of this. I'm determined not to.
Our safety word tonight will be horsey sauce.
I was going to say something about the buns. I don't know. I'm...
Are they
I'll hold back.
Plane? Lost buns.
Are they toasted?
Oh, God.
They're served by a woman that looks like the Baroness from G.I. Joe.
Really?
The movie or the cartoon?
Suddenly, does it matter?
Yeah. Seriously. It was like, nah, it's fine. It's like the movie, not the cartoon. Jesus.
I mean, Baby Baroness maybe was one of the first ladies. I was like, hey, look, a lady. And I was, you know, little. But, you know, I got a thing for ladies in glasses.
I think that was the first time I realized that girls with other accents were, like, that much hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Even in cartoon form.
Yeah, no. What was she, like, Russian? Was that what she was?
I believe German.
Okay.
No, it was indeterminate. an accent.
What country speaks indeterminate? I don't know that.
Indetermia. Hello.
Oh, of course. We are vaguely over there. Yeah. And,
a whole country with roofless houses.
That's right. We don't believe in the roofs. And, you know.
What happens when it rains? We get the bath.
Yeah. We've got currency like many other people. And houses.
We've had difficulties keeping track of certain members of society.
That's right.
We discovered that removing the rules.
I think you need a little bit more Russian in that German accent you're doing, and you'll be spot on.
We don't like to have, the man telling us what to do. So we do not keep any records here in Indetermia.
Just remember, if you come to Indetermia, remember your safe word.
Yeah.
Very important.
You will stay for an indeterminate
If you do not have
time.
A safe word, one would be assigned to you.
It will be,
Yeah, good luck saying that.
Oh, no one's excited about much in Indetermia, so, you know.
they're really kind
mediocre.
Of a meh country all around. Right?
They have a very middle-of-the-road S&M culture. This kind of...
They tie mildly. You up, but it's loose enough you could slip out.
Yeah. I don't really commit to the hair pulls, you know. It's just there.
Just little tugs.
Are you caressing my throat or are you choking me? I can't tell.
I'm choking you.
Yeah.
If you don't say safe word, eventually you might pass out. Who knows?
Who knows? You get a very bad rash from contact with my hand. You know, it's.
You will definitely be very raw around the throat.
Yeah. Yeah, this goes on for hours sometimes. Yeah. You know.
I've never
strong forearms.
Not everyone can pull off shingles as a sexy accessory, but you seem to do it quite well.
Oh, that's
a thing. Just went to like a weird place. Like, and I'm normally cool with weird. I'm usually like, let's march over there and see what the fuck's, you know. This was a rock we could have just left untouched.
Look, I don't know about any of you, but I'm planning my vacation to Indeterminia right now.
Hey, it's got to be better than here.
When are you going? Well, we haven't really decided yet.
Yeah, you know, sometime.
It's kind of up in the air.
Future.
Might be a spontaneous thing. Might be something we plan.
Yeah, you know. We'll figure it out when it happens.
How are you going to get there?
May go
roll
by
the
plane.
Dice, really.
May go by plane.
You just say, and they're like, oh, the safe word.
Sorry, okay, I'll stop.
We won't talk about it anymore.
Oh, my. I feel like I have let you guys down being on your podcast today.
Are you kidding? You're giving us gold. We would not have come up with Indeterminia.
It's true.
You're instrumental in this indeterminate amount.
Danny's going to be really upset he missed this.
So, you know.
Tell him.
I do think of it more as you're an accessory.
Yeah. Not like that. That's good. Look, I'm just saying, if you have D&D listeners, you know, this could be a whole campaign setting.
That's fantastic.
You enter the land of Indeterminia.
I got to say, on YouTube, initiative. the whitest kids you know.
Oh, I got a one. Yeah, you're fine.
Whitest kids you know have been running this ongoing campaign. It's like, it's close to 5 hours long.
What?
It's been like five one-hour sections that they've been doing. And God bless poor Timmy Williams, who's trying to GM this madness. Because it's like Trevor and the rest of the guys just like saying, fuck your script. They go to a town where they're supposed to, like, you know, find some artifact. They end up going to a bar, slaughtering everybody and setting up a sketch improv troupe. And they threaten the town. They're just like, if this place isn't filled, we're going to come to every hovel, every hut, and we're going to slaughter everyone. So you better have your asses in seats tonight when we do our show. And they're like, they're rolling to see how their material is working with the crowd.
Phenomenal.
It's brilliant. And
it's not too different from what you pulled off, Jim, last weekend with your table read of The Breakfast Club, because clearly at some point you guys lost it and just went way off. Because the guy doing the janitor, his choice of voice. Carl.
Well, that was an inside joke. And first of all, I'm surprised you lasted as long as you did. I couldn't see. All it said was like all the members that we had and just the audience over on the side. And so I'm like, all right, well, we're just doing our thing.
Yeah, I renamed myself the audience.
Well, so that was just you. Okay.
Oh, no.
I wasn't sure if that was a conglomerate or something of the non-speaking characters.
This available for replay.
Yeah, did you guys record it?
I did, but I didn't start at the beginning.
Oh.
Because
I was lucky enough to get on like right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And so I got to hear you guys doing the setup, which was hilarious because some of you don't know how technology works.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's been like that for like the table reads that I was trying desperately to herd these just like drunk cats. Like it was just trying to get them all to just like stay focused and stop their fucking side chatter and like let's do like, you know, scene one, scene four, scene whatever. And some people were cast and they just never showed up for any of the read throughs or even the show itself. I'm like, I know you're not busy because nothing's fucking open. So you're just
I gotta say, Jim, you were fantastic as Principal Vernon.
Thank you.
But nice. I know the point where you were just like, fuck it. Because once Carl started doing his voice, I saw in your eyes, you were like, that's how it's gonna go.
Yeah. Okay.
But there was a moment, Samantha, did you watch?
Mm-mm.
Oh, there's a moment where the guy playing Carl, the janitor, and Vernon are having their conversation. And I forget what it was he said, but Jim comes back. He's like, first of all, Carl, I don't like your tone. And then he went into his log.
Also, I asked if there was a replay because I was not able to log in.
Yeah, I saved it to my computer. I'm trying to figure out where or how I'm going to upload it because it's
drive
big.
To the Google and then drop it off there.
Or to YouTube.
Yeah, drop it on YouTube.
I should call that that DoorDash people and they can come and take it to the Google Drive.
I don't want to drive.
Yeah. It's after sundown. Dark.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, after watching that, I think sometime during this upcoming season for Homestead, we are going to do a live Zoom read. Ooh, so cool. We will That'd do the fun. Episode as we do normally, but then as a special bonus, we'll get everyone together on a Zoom and we'll perform it live. I'm not sure which episode yet, so wait. But I'm actually thinking it might be the one, David, that you, Tracy, and Austin – are on.
Cool.
So
sign me up.
It'll be awesome to get you guys on and give you guys some love, because then you guys I'll make sure you get the video so you can post it up on your site as well.
Cool. No, that would be a lot of fun. We used to do live shows with All Things Z, and that was a lot of fun when we did those back before the pandemic.
When was that? The 1950s?
Yeah, that's how long it feels. No, year
it does.
We used to do live shows. It was fun.
Picture it, Sicily, awesome. 1948.
Yeah. A puppet on my head.
Speaking of live shows, Radio Hour has a show this Saturday.
Oh, really?
But this episode won't go out until after that happens.
Well, you'll just have to plug it on Facebook.
No. You could cut this section out and then
right.
We could. We have that capability. We proved that last week.
We have the technology.
Well, I think since we have David here, the last time that we had you on the show, you were gearing up for a rather awesome project where you got to be was it a drunk sheriff?
Yeah, a dirty cop, which we're actually in the middle of working on right now. So
beautiful.
That's yeah, awesome. They the first episode filmed in August, over the month of August, they filmed it, and then they're waiting for. Well, right now they're waiting to not have the world on fire.
Fair.
But we're supposed to pick up filming, in theory, in November for the next couple episodes of that. So.
Awesome.
Well, not only that, but you've been posting up pictures. You're working on like a noir project.
Yeah. So I it's really funny because it just this morning popped up in my time hop. A year ago, we were doing a series on All Things Z that was like a noir detective style show. So on All Things Z, we do like three types of shows. We do like what we call a day in the life, which is just the characters doing goofy stuff. We do like the actual show, like they're like Dante's doing a zombie prep show. And then the third category, which is my favorite to do, which is like a parody episode where we'll do an episode and do it in the style of something else or a longer story arc. And we were doing one that was in the style of film noir. So for those of you who are not familiar with that, that's was popular really in the 40s and 50s.
They're generally detective style stories.
Yep. Maltese Falcon, Double Indemnity, all these kind of famous black and white and noir style is fun because it's a detective story and it's really big and over the top. The contrast and lighting is really crazy in it. And so we were filming that this time last year. And, you know, my wife writes the episodes about All Things, a lot of them. And then I put them together. And so when we start doing one of these parody things, we do a ton of research because we want to do it as well as we can. And so we were researching the heck out of film noir at that time. And I was acting in a film at the same time, and the producer on it was talking about a project that he had coming up where they were going to do a film noir style short film. It's part of a larger series. And I was like, oh, well, did you think about this? Did you think about that? Just because I was in the middle of like researching all that stuff at that time. And he was like, oh, he's like, well, do you direct? And I said, yeah, I do. And he goes, oh, well, when we're ready to film it, you know, I'll reach out to you and you can direct it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And like, it's like anything in the industry. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And I, like, walked away from the conversation like, that's never going to happen.
And then ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah, and then...
Sure, I'm sure your people will call my people.
Exactly.
I'll be over here holding my breath.
Right. And then in January, I got a phone call. January of this year, I got a phone call from the producer, and he said, hey, we're going to start doing this soon. Sorry about the dark barking dog. We're going to do this soon. Can we get together to start talking if you're still interested? And so it was sort of a weird situation in that we filmed it, or we cast it and rehearsed it. And then we were supposed to start filming in mid-March, and that's when the pandemic started. And so we were on hold then for, let's see, we started filming it at the end of July again. So, you know, about 4 or 5 months, we had to wait. And then things started opening back up, and we were able to get it done. So we finished principal photography about 2 weeks ago now on the film.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so now I'm in the middle of, like, just sitting and going through, you know, just hours and hours of footage. So I'm in my own little personal hell.
Most your standard noir would revolve around usually like a detective or a private investigator who's usually, you know, either down on their luck or, yep, you know, drinking way too much, having problems with relationships. Does this project follow that kind of genre?
Yeah, so it's the film's called Wounds, New and Old, and it follows the story of, because it's a short film, so it's going to probably be between 15 and 20 minutes once we're all done with it, once we get edited. But because of the fact that it's such a short narrative, the writer of it had a hard time trying to follow the kind of typical story arc. And so what happens in our film is the movie picks up when the client is not happy with the detective's answers she's given him. And so she shows up at his office with a gun and demands him to change his story because there's a lot of money involved in this woman getting an inheritance if it's determined to be under a certain way. And so the film takes place in the detective's office, which I was really excited about. We ended up building a detective's office on a soundstage not too far from here. And so we filmed it in this sound studio, this television sound studio, which was super cool just to be there doing it. But on top of that, a lot of those films at that point in time were done on sound stages. And so their sets are not, you know, they're not real places. They're sets people go on. What? So it was fun to do that. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Movies aren't real.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I know. Don't trust me. and so it kind of goes between that argument that they're having in the office. And then it cuts back and forth between flashbacks of him investigating the case and how he got to that decision.
Nice.
So it's pretty fun. And we got to do some things in this movie that kind of plays with some of the different tropes of the genre. So a lot of times in film noir, you have kind of the wholesome girl next door that is the love interest of the detective. And then there's the femme fatale that will often lead the hero down a dark path. And we got to play that kind of role with the main female character. She kind of plays both of those character pieces. And so it was a lot of fun to do. Had a really phenomenal cast. It was nice. It was probably one of the, in terms of me as a director, it was probably one of the nicest productions I've gotten to work on. So it was pretty fun. So we're in post on that right now. So we're in the middle of going through footage and editing it. It is for a series that's being produced by Tendril Productions. It is called Scene in Eugene.
Whoa. Tendril?
Tendril, yes. I don't know.
Right. A subsidiary of Hydra.
Oddly nice enough. Try. Oh, my God.
Nice fucking try.
Put it together.
Hail Hydra.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah. No, it's a series of short films that's being produced. All by artists who live in the Pacific Northwest, and it centers around stories in the Pacific Northwest. And so those will be done. The first one I think is supposed to go up at the end of November. So there's a total of 15 short films that are in this series, and the first one goes up in November. Ours right now is slated to go up early in the new year. So,
are you not directing all of them?
No, I'm directing this one. I actually. Was tentatively invited back to direct a second one that will be up in season 2. So
just, they were,
directed by David, produced by the Red Skull, and brought to you by Hydra.
That's right.
There you go.
Just two quick follow-up questions.
Yeah.
First, based on the Noir Project and the other characters, the drunken sheriff, do you feel attracted or do you gravitate towards chemically dependent law enforcement roles generally? Or is it just like a happy coincidence?
Well, I grew up in a house with law enforcement officers. So, you know,
for real?
You draw whatever correlation you want. At least one, yeah.
Okay, well, shit.
But I also
did not see that one coming, did you, Jim?
I did not.
I stepped in it. Both feet.
But,
it's rare to see somebody with their foot in their mouth and their head in their ass. It's a rare. I gotta stretch first.
I'll tell you what, though.
It is like
wrong.
Seventh level yoga
wrong.
Position.
Oh, no.
Sorry, what was that, David?
No, you're not wrong. I'm related to him. Doesn't mean I'm happy with him.
And then my final question is, which role does Steven Seagal play in this project?
Steven Seagal actually plays the
coroner. He plays the door.
He's the coroner in the film. You have a scene with the coroner. Steven Seagal is in there. So, yeah.
Watch the episode comes out and it's true. I find that funny.
He'll sit there, just sitting there.
He wasn't lying to us.
Yeah, for months we're like, ha, 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 ha. No, there he is.
Executive producer Steven Seagal.
Yep.
Kickin' Media presents.
I've worked as a coroner for the state for about less than 5 years.
And then he'll leave that show and then go create a new reality show where he trains coroners.
There you go.
To fight
Look what you've
corners.
Done, David. My Look God. What you've done.
I've created gold. Are you kidding me?
Steven Seagal.
We don't use scalpels here. We use our hands.
Do you know what this means? That bone saw is now finally ready again.
See, there you go.
Steven Seagal.
That scene would
lives.
Be entirely different if it was Steven Seagal playing.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, you know, bone saw's ready.
Boats, are you ready? And then just like some guy in a lab coat turns around. Yeah. Scene. Cut. That's perfect.
Print, that's a wrap.
Speaking of the pandemic and making segue. Things more difficult, David, how are things going with All Things Z? Because you've been doing it by yourself really now For
most of it, yeah. We'll every once in a while get somebody in. We did the video that just went up. The video that just went up this past week, I brought the guy who does Joey the Rat came over and we filmed that piece.
That episode was great, by the way.
It's my favorite.
I was laughing my ass off the whole time.
Yeah.
It's you. It's the chewing.
It's your annoying chewing. The great thing is that this video, this series, this story arc is just in response to my jackass friend who's getting thousands of subscribers on his ASMR channel. This is really all it comes down to. I'm jealous.
ASMR,
and I'm
man.
Fuck you, dude. I could do it too.
Yeah, look at that.
With puppets.
I'm going to fart in the microphone. How do you like that? No.
Is that what you want? Is it?
Yeah. But, you know, it's been hard. So, since about March, everything has been done by me. And so, you know, the thing is because we do, because as puppets, we all kind of play different characters on the show. And so we've had Tommy on a lot more than we normally do, who's a stoner monster puppet, because I do Tommy.
I like him.
He's one of my favorite. Dante's in a lot of them. And then the disembodied voice of the landlord, Mr. Tor.
Oh, yes.
Who I do also has been
I love
a lot of
Mr. Tor. He's my new favorite character.
So Mr. Tor, I'm excited. We're actually slowly building Mr. Tor as a puppet. So Mr. Tor is going to – he's going to have been someone who barely escaped – imprisonment in a realm called Eternia, and made
that
it to
next to
the next
one. Yeah, right it's to north of Indeterminia.
Indeterminia, yeah.
Allegedly.
Eternia.
We're not 100% on that. Don't quote us.
Yellow face, blue skin. he's in hiding. And so he'll eventually show up on the series. But so we've done a lot of that. And then, you know, kind of it's just been a lot of like, I'll film half of it and then I'll flip over and I'll film the other half and we'll go from there. And then we kind of got to the point where we were ready to start. We had like, we were in the process of getting ready to start filming again as a group. And I found out like the day before I was supposed to be in filming was I found out that I had been exposed to somebody who had COVID.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And so I had to call them and say, no, you can't come over. And then I had quarantine. I was in quarantine for about a week while they were waiting on my test results. And so like we had a 2-week span where nothing went up because number one, I was worried I had COVID. And number two, I didn't want to like touch any of the puppets because I was like, oh shit, you know, I don't know how long those things live on those puppets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so we had a 2-week window where there was nothing that went on. And then like another week where I was, cause I was filming my film, making my film. Normally we'll have stuff kind of in reserve. Like we'll, every once in a while, we'll do a weekend where we'll have a shorter episode and we'll film like 3 or 4 extra little short things that I can throw in. But because of the pandemic, we haven't had time to do those. And so there was this, like, I think this is the longest history or longest stretch in time since we've been doing the show where we've not had a video up. That was not great, but we're getting back in the swing. Like I said, we brought, his name is Damon, back in last week to do the video. And then, Austin, who plays, Snark, is going to be in next week's episode. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And then,
yeah, the they were dealing with a quarantine. So is everyone cool with them? We got to get those guys on.
Yeah. They're soon. Fun. Yeah. No, they're doing good too. So they had a roommate. So that was in trouble. And so they were all kind of like, they had a point where they were all kind of like on pins and needles about whether they had it or not. And so, it's been kind of crazy. They also were recording stuff too. So like, basically the last like 6 months of the show has been finding reasons why Snark, and Terry or Penny or whoever it is that we would normally have in those episodes, is not coming into Dante's room. And so for like the first, like, I don't know, 3 months, Dante had barricaded himself in his room. So Tracy and Austin, I would send them the script and then they would record their dialogue and ship it to me. And then I would, you know, put it into the piece. And then after a while, it was sort of just like, you can only do that so much. There's only so many times you can be like, I'm going to be in the hallway yelling at you before that gets old. And so we've kind of played with that format a little bit. And like I said, luckily there are other characters that we do. There's a little tweaker neighbor that they have named Phil. And Phil has been puppeteered. He's been puppeteered by every person in our group. In fact, my wife has actually puppeteered him. She's not a puppeteer, but she's held him into a shot before. And then myself, Austin, and the original Snark, a guy named Jeremy, all have voiced him before. So I brought him on a couple times. And we'll use him because he's a character that is never really 100% ever the same anyways. So you can kind of bring him in and he can play whatever.
Well, because he's a tweaker.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so like, it's funny because we all played him a little differently. Originally he was a tweaker when Jeremy did him. And then Austin plays him sort of as this like sweet, naive kind of character. And then
that's how I know him. You're like, and sweet, I love little him like Phil. That. Yeah.
And then I just play him like a dumb hillbilly. So,
but he's a sweet, naive, dumb hillbilly.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
Phil, yeah, you just kind of want to hug him and like,
yeah. Pat him on his head. And,
yeah, like, oh, little buddy.
And then give him a cookie, so I'll turn into the cookie monger.
That's a fun puppet, too. I enjoy that one, too.
I love the storyline with Betty, how when Dante's going a little...
Yeah, I was
going
to ask about Betty Blight, yeah.
I just thought that was... Because he's arguing with her, and she's just... I thought that was so funny.
I forgot about that.
I honestly thought it was like a brilliant look at how cabin fever can affect people. And that was right in the middle, like when, you know, everything was shut down, like nothing was open. And it was like, there are people that are actually going through this. Like, this is not like, it's funny, but there are people that are talking to, you know, their plant or something, just like Dante is talking to Betty. By the way, Betty, super creepy.
Yes, she is. So The funny thing is we've had that. So my wife found that zombie head. It was just a plain styrofoam zombie head. Mm-hmm. I feel like Michael's like 2 years ago, and it's just been sitting waiting for us to do something with it. And I came in one night, and she's like, "Hey, I need you to get that thing painted." And she's sitting on the counter. I'm like, "Why?" And she's like, "Well, we're going to use it. I'm going to use it in next week's episode." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And so then we painted her up and put her in. But yeah, you know, I think with all things we try, I mean, we do goofy, stupid stuff, but a lot of what we tend to do is kind of, I think we make fun of a lot of YouTube culture. But I also think there's a piece of it where we talk about some more important issues. And I think in some ways that was our take on sort of like check on people, make sure they're doing okay. Mm-hmm. Because they're sleeping with styrofoam.
Because otherwise they might turn into Dante.
Exactly. Exactly.
with all the different voices that you do, I'm sure you, much like any other creative person, you tend to probably talk to yourself quite a bit. When you're behind the wheel and you see other idiot drivers, do you like do the thing where you give that idiot driver a voice and dumb shit to say? And if so, which voices do you use for which people?
Almost everybody. So anytime I am universally irritated with a guy, he gets this sort of like, "Oh, I'm a big dumbass. What's my problem?" You know, like that's the voice he gets.
That's the same one I use.
"I'm too busy sniffing my own farts to pay attention to a turn signal."
And then most of the ladies get this kind of, "Oh, I'm just so smart. I don't have to pay attention to the road when I'm driving." Type of voice.
"I can text and drive. It's fine.
I don't need to keep my eyes on the road.
Fuck this road. It's gonna be there."
That's right.
"They'll move out of my way." Nothing triggers me faster than people not using their turn signal and people texting and driving. I lose my shit when I see that.
My favorite is when you see the knee driving, like their both hands are going and they're looking at the road and they're steering with their knees.
Or even women like doing their makeup. That actually happens. And I'm like, I can't, as a woman who works in like a corporate setting, I can't fathom doing my makeup.
You mean the living room?
And well, now, yes. Okay. And for the rest of the year.
Not
so
to be that, no,
pajamas it is. All day, every day. But
corporate
like
attire.
Fuck's sake. I can't.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. So do that. Although I will tell you, it's so funny. So I work for a small organization now. But I used to work
terrorist
for
a organization.
Small terrorist. You may notice them.
Cobra?
Thank you, Jim, for picking up on
Cobra Law.
Funded
thank you
by
very
Hydra.
Much. Cobra Law.
Cobra
Listen,
Law.
The remember amount that? Of money.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Cobra Law? Yeah.
That is, I just did the Cobra Law thing and I realized I think it's not culturally appropriate to do that.
Are you afraid that just, the snake people will be like,
"No,
this,
here's the
all
thing,
things I, Z is created by a very insensitive person"?
Well, really, I am.
Once a man.
Burgess Meredith is going to come back to life and knock on his door wearing a snake costume. And some sort of weird lobster eye patch.
Was he
the voice of
really?
Globulus. Yeah.
Yep. You know,
and Steven Seagal played Nemesis Enforcer.
Really?
Live action, though. He wasn't animated.
He's the only one who wasn't animated.
If he meditates just right and he drinks like green tea, like 3 cups of green tea.
He transforms.
He turns like, yeah, two-dimensional and animated.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
that movie's really messed up, P.S. I was sitting on my friend's porch the other night talking about the G.I. Joe movie. It's really not – that is not a movie I would show to my children.
I don't think I've seen it.
Well, I'm just thankful that Don Johnson didn't get any FaceTime. It's just his voice that
right.
we have to suffer through. Yeah. That's
right. Does he – who is he in that? Is he Duke?
Lieutenant Falcon.
No, that's right. That's right. Sorry. No, they
– This one's for Duke. This one's for Falcon.
God.
Sergeant Slaughter in the role of his life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Playing himself.
You just erase my fat rolls and draw in a six-pack?
Exactly.
Only life were this easy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, that movie actually suffered because of the Transformers movie. They rewrote the script because little kids lost their shit when Optimus Prime died.
That was grim.
So they didn't kill Duke. Duke was meant to die.
They're like, remember hearing
then the Transformers
that.
Movie came out and little kids lost their shit and they went, we should rewrite that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they were expecting. Like, not to go on a rant here, but I think part of the reason my generation is as messed up as it is largely stems from the fact
they
that
they fucking killed Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime, that horse from the Neverending Story. Remember the horse?
Artax.
Oh, Artax. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw.
Did you see that? Yeah.
I just saw a pair of planters, and in the planters is Artax and the kid.
No.
And
I was fucked up.
I was like, my heart. Who would display this?
Who's gonna buy?
Sick individual.
Like, I wanted to cry just looking at the ceramics of it. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. No wonder our generation screwed up.
You should have carried that shit. Took the planter to the manager and went, no!
Watership Down.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen? Oh my.
No. Is bunnies killing bunnies.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Murderous, and that art style is just crazy. Yeah. There's another one about dogs that Adams wrote as well. And
All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Not All Dogs Go to Heaven. It's a different
one. That's a terrible movie.
No, it's the sequel. All Dogs End Up in Hell.
That happens in the movie. Thank you.
No, you're fine. These dogs are diseased, and they're being used as like, they're diseased, and I think they're being used for like trials, like drug trials, and they escape, but they have to find them because they're going to spread this disease to other dogs. Like it's.
I haven't seen
that movie. I will not watch it. No. But Watership Down, I remember being fucked. And then there's also The Secret of Nim.
Yeah, that's
Secret of Nim. I was going to say Secret of Nim. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I love that movie, but that fucked me up.
Yeah. No, it's
fucking Nicodemus, man.
I would also offer Charlotte's Web.
Yep.
Never actually watched it.
Fucking, oh my God, as or a young boy.
Dude, anyone who holds up their childhood now... Fuck you. That was fucked up.
No wonder we're
messed up. I'm going to show my kids this stuff on purpose and be like, you're going to be as fucked up as I am, but you're going to be funny.
Look, here's the thing. You don't want to.
You're going
to
be funny.
You know how I realized how fucked up my childhood entertainment was? Was we sent my oldest daughter, who at the time was probably like 4 or 5, over to spend the night at my in-laws. And they bought a copy of All Dogs Go to Heaven. To show her, and they didn't pre-screen it because they knew we watched it, and they're like, "Oh, it's fine." Yeah, they watched it, but we had years and years of like slowly being destroyed mentally before we saw All Dogs Go to Heaven. So by the time we're like, "Yeah, Dom DeLuise, that's fine. Of course, he should be in a children's film." My young child was raised on a steady diet of like Wonder Pets and Caillou, like she was not ready for this.
Oh.
And we Bear movie, Bears.
Exactly.
Where everything's okay at the end of the episode.
Everything. So there's a scene in All Dogs Go to Heaven where Charlie the dog goes
Charlie
to hell.
Charlie B. Barkin.
Goes to hell. And there's a big devil dog. And then there's lots of little tiny demon dogs. And it's this like scene out of Full Metal or Heavy Metal
that
occurs. And it's like 5-10 minute sequence. And it terrified her. And there was like months where we were dealing with that nightmare. And so don't do that, Samantha, because unless you start them off, like...
Well, yeah, I was...
Like given her childhood, the first movie they'll see will be like Hellraiser or something.
Well, mine was Freddy Krueger. That was the first thing I was never sheltered. I learned how to count by counting zombies on horror screens. I'm not kidding. My dad would just have horror movies playing all the time and he would pause it and be like, hey, Sam, go see how many zombies are on the screen. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And my mom is horrified. And my dad's like, ha! So, you know, I'm not a good
gonna
gauge.
Make her a man.
I am not a good gauge as to what's appropriate. Like one of our best friends, they have 3 children. So they have like a 10-year-old,
I'm not allowed to be around.
And a 7-month-old.
The restraining order says 50 yards.
I'm sorry.
And a 7-month-old. Now they are, no, you're fine. They are debating right now whether to show their oldest daughter Neverending Story. Because I sent them the picture of those ceramics of Artax and the kid.
Yeah.
So Atreyu, there we go. And so they're like, we're not sure if we want to show her that yet. And she's 10. And I'm like, well, I'm a terrible gauge at this because I've probably like I've been watching more fucked up shit before I even saw that one, so I was somewhat desensitized.
Yeah.
But it's still like I can recognize fucked up shit. Don't show that to your kids.
Yeah, I think I may have seen Poltergeist prior to seeing any of those. Like, yeah. I think that may have been, yeah. It's just weird. You think about it, like, the stuff that was just produced for kids when we were little, like it, well, when I was little, you guys are younger than me, but it's all messed up. It's all terrible. And it's like, well,
really messed up.
Yeah, and like, no wonder my generation is as screwed up as it is. You know, like I grew up on a steady diet of He-Man, a guy so masculine and tough. He had two masculine pronouns together to make his name. That's not normal.
Man.
The muscles that didn't exist on the male torso.
Because they thought man would be too redundant. Exactly. So they're just like, what's the other word for man? He works for me.
Well, they tried mailman, but it confused people.
You sure we can't go with Big Dick McGee? Yeah, I'm pretty sure the censors won't allow that. But that's what his point is. He's got a big dick. I know we can't do it.
We can do it in France, but that's enough.
Did you guys know, speaking of like big dicks, big tits in media, what's her face? Who's the superhero who has the chest? That's
all of them.
Power Girl,
Superman?
Power Girl. Yes. So Power Girl.
I'm a big nerd.
Oh, gotcha.
So Power Girl, when she was being developed, had a much smaller chest, and the creator was like, "Well, they're not even reading or proofreading my shit. They're just putting it out there." So to test that, every issue, he just kept making the boobs bigger and bigger and bigger, and until someone finally caught on, that's the size they stayed.
Wow. Mm.
So yeah, that comic is basically just breasts.
Yeah.
No head or legs or anything. Massive. Just a pair of breasts with a cape.
Yeah. She's got really big boobs.
It's the power of cleavage.
Exactly.
So it was more proportional when it first started out than just a little bigger every issue. Because he wanted to test if people are actually paying attention to his work.
Well, even when you watch stuff like Justice League Unlimited or whatever, it's like a window into the cleave, just like straight up. It doesn't look like a neckline. It looks like, you know, so my head would go there, obviously, if I was
and motorboat that shit
so fast I could turn back time.
That's how it works.
Yeah, whiplash. Just
Barry, get over here. We need.
Yeah, but they're like steel, so you end up breaking your neck and your jaw when you.
Did you guys watch Jessica Jones, the TV series? On that? One of the concepts I always thought was interesting was there was the episode where she sleeps with, can't think of his name.
Luke Cage?
Yeah, Luke Cage. And they're like, wow, that's great when you don't have to like be careful about it. You know, like,
yeah,
that's,
you don't have to hold back.
You know, like, I wonder if Superman and Wonder Woman are just friends with benefits.
Well, they address that a little bit in, Smallville.
Lawrence?
Smallville with Lana Lang, because Clark couldn't have sex with her until then she accidentally got powers.
That's an episode of Smallville?
Uh-huh. One of the later episodes.
I don't remember that. I'm going to have to go back and watch.
Because
Lana gets powers later. I never watched season 10, so this is going to be about season 8 or 9, I think. Maybe 7, but she accidentally gets powers somehow. I don't remember how. I watched this many years ago. And then now they could be intimate because she can take it. She's not going to be rocketed into space with his, you know, alien jizz.
All his teenage years have pent up...
Can you imagine that? Like the holes that are in the Kent's house?
You would have to.
Damn it, Clark!
That's why they don't have a roof anymore.
I feel though that
that's the part of the roof that's missing.
You have to research where you're going to, because you couldn't do that on a fault line. That kind of rhythmic pounding,
right?
Yeah. It would be like fracking, but like on a continental scale.
Jesus Christ, it's an earthquake. No, the Kent boy's having sex.
He's going through puberty.
Right.
Did we ever find out why Clark's home planet kind of blew the fuck up?
There was a massive orgy that
I was saying they all just jizzed at the same time and it just
if y'all don't stop fucking, this planet's gonna go tits up. Pun intended, okay? And you know that maybe what, that's
you know what makes me sad about the
wait, hold on, I'm not done with this rant yet. They ejaculate Clark into deep space. What else would you call it?
No, you're wrong. You're not wrong.
Do you think small amount of genetic material being launched in its trajectory?
Do you think it takes out satellites?
I bet it did. I bet there's I bet
it at least blow that semen.
There's NASA checking out some stuff. Oh, damn it, another satellite's down.
I just imagined two people holding Clark Kent's like pod, and then his dad like aiming towards it to shoot it off the planet. Oh my god. Mental images.
Anytime now, Kal-El. I mean, the ground's done a quaking.
Mother. She was using her Kegel muscles.
like a giant ping pong.
This might go a lot faster.
Made that noise.
This might go a lot faster if you would kneel before me. It's one of those.
I'm not calling you Zod again.
Again? Wow.
No, a little sad history for you on Smallville. So the gal who played Chloe apparently got into a sex trafficking ring.
Yeah.
She was like, she got sent to jail for recruiting girls into this sex trafficking.
She was recruiting them into a cult called Nixium.
Yeah.
And they branded people.
And that's really sad.
And when you turn the brand, it was the guys and her initials. I watched a documentary on it. It's gross.
I was going to say, Detective Jesus.
Why would you do that?
That's a weird sub-story. And like all the cast is like, from everything I understand, they're like super, like they don't talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, no,
yeah,
no,
everyone's
no,
real hush-hush.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Samantha, do you know if they were aware at the time, or was this like after the fact?
At the time, they didn't know. She actually recruited people from the show. Actresses from the show were into this. The girl who played Lana Lang was brought in, was brought into this cult. I think she got out a little earlier, though. But there was another actress who's the one who came forward. There is a TV show on Hulu called Extreme Belief, and it has different episodes for each cult, and Nixium's the first episode, and it's fascinating.
Nixium sounds like...
I have a small obsession with cults. So.
Because you want to start one?
Can we break that sentence down real quick? I have a small obsession with cults.
Yep.
Okay. It checks out.
First off, I have a pamphlet that I'm going to need you to read after the show when James and Dave go off to do their fucking...
Yeah, we're going to go do another, join another call and not invite you guys.
Yeah, see if we include
the cult of the vagina.
Yeah.
How is your vagina?
You know what? No, I don't care. I don't care.
Okay, my battery is dying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you froze in a great...
It is
true. Giddy? Would you say that's giddy?
Can we all do that at once? Can we all do that pose?
Wait. Let me get a screenshot. Hold on. There we go. Okay. My battery died.
Well, since her battery died, we should probably call it.
You guys still hear
me? Time of death.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, my battery's dead.
Ooh.
Oh, look. Another picture. Ooh.
It's like your first album's dropped.
It does.
Samantha I'm a really Stark, bad hashtag singer, Black so. Lives Matter.
I mean, you know, got to get them clicks.
With songs like How's Your Vagina, Menstrata Is My Name, and Small Obsession with Cults.
Life in the Crumbs.
Don't Choke, It's Small.
That's the number one hit right there.
It really is. Because the video is so sexy. Well, Jim, do you want to send us out with another bid to get people to go to our Patreon?
I mean, like, the last one I did was pretty much, like, perfection.
I know, but we have to do it weekly, so. And no one sells Patreon like you do.
No, you're the best, man.
It's just, okay, so here's the thing, people. we're not for sale, okay? You can't buy people. Tried that once in this country, didn't turn out well. You can rent us, though. You can rent our talents for a small fee. You know, if you've listened to our content, then I would say don't be a dick. And give us some money, or you're a thief. I'll just call you what you are, to your face, to your ear, to some orifice of your body. You know, deep down and inside of you, you're a thief. You take. We give, you take. So all we're asking is that we take a little bit of your money.
Jim, this seems a little confrontational.
I'm talking. You know what? I'm still talking to them. Not talking to you. All right. When I'm done with them, I'll talk to you. Like I was saying, freeloaders, leeches, you know, lollygaggers, I don't feel like we're catering to you, okay? I think that we should be rewarded. We'll just take your money. How about that? How about we just come to your house and we'll take your money? We could do that too. I'm not above that. I'm not below that. I'm nearby. I'm adjacent. So you can either give us money of your own free will that is documented legally. I mean, if you want to go that route. Or, you know, we can make it fun, make it interesting. You know? I don't know how you feel about, like, human cockfighting. There's a movie called Lionheart that you might want to watch. It's a documentary. But, you know, if you want to, like, okay, talk about this. You can hit one of us in the genital of your choice if you want to join our Patreon. At the was it the $5 level? What's the highest level we have?
$5.
If you want to give us $5, you can punch James in the face. That's a solid deal. That's a dollar a finger. I feel it's fair. If you want to do it $1, if you want to be like a cheapskate, if you want to be just like, you know, just doing the bare minimum,
maybe you can take punch a look Danny at your in the life. Face.
Yeah, punch Danny in the face, but also take a look at yourself. People look at some of your life decisions. Maybe you should get. Maybe if you gave a little more, maybe you'd get a little more. So I mean, I'm just saying, ball's in your court. Ball is in your court. Okay, our talented balls are in your court that you can just take, or you can give. What's it going to be? Do you want to take or do you want to give? Who else is erect right now? Thank you,
David. You should maybe talk to Jim about trying to get more patrons.
That was solid, I think.
It was good. It was good. A little confrontational.
People like confrontational. It's in. It's hip. It's what the kids like.
They do. Right? They do. They do like also legit. Punching people in the genitals, too. So.
That never gets
That's
old.
That's true.
No.
It never gets old.
No.
So I'm just saying, you know. They can go anywhere else and be pandered to. Please give us money. It'd be great if you could give us money. Fuck that. Shake him down.
No, Jim is straight up. Look, you give me money or I'm coming to your house and taking it.
Yeah. There's only three houses to go to, so we're not going far. Okay? If I'm being real honest, I could use the same bus transfer and still have time left when I get back to my home.
Yeah, I think that says it all. Thanks, Jim. Thanks. Look.
Best salesman ever.
It is. It's true.
Yeah, I'm cutting that video up and sending it out to you too, Smith.
All right, bring it.
Okay, that's it for us. Next week, Jim and Danny bring in their movies for Trailer Trash.
Woo. So I got a couple of ideas of what I might submit.
Is that that's the new segment name?
Yeah, Jim named it.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Well, I don't pay attention to what Jim does unless it's selling Patreon.
I was looking through a photo album and the name just came to me. Those
took
her names.
Me a minute.
Was it the wrestling photo album?
You just gonna ask that?
No, it was my photo album of my life and my choices.
Okay, that would have been my second guess. Okay, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.